We're continuing in Maseches Makos Bikiyus. We're on Daf Ches Omer Aleph. We're at the bottom of the page. And we just finished saying that the Pasuk that tells us that the encounter between the unintentional murderer and the victim happened in the forest, and the Pasuk uses the word Va'asher. Va'asher Yavo Esre'ehu Bayar. And the word Asher indicates that he did not have to be in the forest, but rather it was an optional forest experience. And that's why he goes to Golus when he unintentionally kills his friend. But if he was involved in a mitzvah experience, then he would not go to Golus. So the Gemara now questions that assumption. Does the word asher really indicate an optional experience? So we are on the fourth line from the bottom of the page. Dav Chesem and Aleph. Whenever it's written asher, the word asher, it means iboy if he wants. It's an optional experience. Rather from here, meaning if that's the case, I'll ask you a question from the following pasuk. We have a pasuk in Bamidbar Yutes. The pasuk says, v'ish asher. Here you have the magic word, asher. Yitma v'lo yischata v'nichos ha'nefesh ha'im mitoch ha'kahal. Ki es mikdash Hashem timei mei nidalo zrak alav tmehu. That's the pasuk in Bamidbar, Yud Tes Chaf. So what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk means a person became Tomei came in contact with a dead body. He did not purify himself. He went into the Makom HaMikdash. He went into the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to be Chayiv Kareis. A very, very serious prohibition. So the Gemara says as follows. V'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. A person who became Tomei, v'lo yischata means that he did not purify himself. Someone who becomes Tomei from a dead body needs to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Parah Adumah, which, of course, we don't have nowadays, and we're all considered to be what's called Tamei Mace. So now the Gemara asks, Iboy Matame, Iboy Lo Matame. So if you want to say the word Asher means optional, so then this pasuk could be understood, and should be understood according to that understanding. When are you Chayev Kares for going into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tamei Mace, when he's Tamei from a Mace? Only if he became Tomei Mace at an optional funeral. He didn't have to go. He went. And now, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayav Kares. But Mace Mitzvah, but if he's walking along the way, he comes across what's called a Mace Mitzvah, one of the biggest mitzvahs in the Torah. He finds a dead body, there's no one there to bury the body. Huge mitzvah. He goes, he's a tzaddik, he buries the dead body, Mace Mitzvah. So now he's Tomei Mace. If he now goes into the Beis HaMikdash, is he not going to be Chayiv Kares? Because he was not involved in an optional state of Tumah, but it was a mandatory state of Tumah. It was a mitzvah state of Tumah. Meis mitzvah delo sagi, it's not enough delo mitame that he doesn't become Tame. Meaning he has to become Tame. Hochi nami de putter. You're going to say that in this case, he's going to be putter for going into the Beis HaMikdash and not Chayiv Kares. Let's see these words in Rashi. Rashi, last few lines of Rashi. Diboy mitame, iboy lo mitame. If he wants, he'll become tummy. If not, not. Also, chayev l'chakas of kareis. He, the one who goes to an optional funeral. Optional tumah, that's where the kasav means the Torah. Chayev l'chakareis. The Torah says that you chayev kareis. When, im, if, nichnas l'mikdash b'tumazu. If he goes into the base of mikdash b'tumazu. But if he becomes Tamei, because he has to become Tamei because he's involved in a mitzvah, Meis mitzvah, he finds a dead body. So last line of Rashi, Achanami de Potter Mikare, so he's going to be Potter from Kares if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. We don't care why he became Tamei. Is he Tamei Meis? Yes, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayev Kares. Makes no difference why. So how can you say that the word Asher means optional? So let's see. Says the Gemara, shiny awesome, it's different over there. Really, Asher does mean optional. Oh, but if he became Tummy through Meis Mitzvah, he's still Chayiv Kares. Everyone agrees to that. Shiny Hussam is different in the case of going into the base of Mikdash Tummy, the Amar Akra, because the Pasuk says, Dav Chesom Beis Tomei Yiyah. The pasuk says, "Tamei yihyeh od tum'asa bo." Tamei yihyeh. What do we learn from the words "tamei yihyeh"? Mikol makom, mem. Any way, shape, or form. If he's tamei, he's chayev kari. So we don't care why he became tamei. Says the Gemara, how could Tamei yihyeh teach us that he's chayev kari for going to the Beis Hamikdash for any reason? Any reason became tame, hahu mi vaile, those words we need to teach us something else. The kidasanya, like the following brisa. The brisa says, tame yihyeh, those are our words. What do we learn from the words tame yihyeh? Le rabos tvul yom. It comes to include a different type of tumma, a tumma called tvul yom. There's a masechta in Shas and Taros called tvul yom. What is a tvul yom? Tvul yom means, certain types of tumma, a person goes to the mikvah, then he has to wait for nightfall to fully become tahor. He went to the mikvah, so now he's not fully tummy anymore because he went to the mikvah, but he's also not fully tahor. He has to wait for nightfall. That's after the mikvah. Until nightfall, he's called a tvul yom. That is actually the topic, and that's how the first Mishnah in Shas, in Brachos, and Daf Beis, that's how he tells us the Zman, the time of Kriyas Shema at night. From the time that the Kohanim go to eat the Truma. The Kohen went to the Mikvah 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He is not allowed to eat Truma until nightfall. That nightfall, when the stars come out, that's when you have a mitzvah to say Shema. So this is called the Tvul Yom, and that's what the word Tamei teaches me. Not any way, shape, or form he became Tamei. It comes to exclude Tvul Yom. And the Brisa continues, the Pasuk says, Tamei yihyeh od tum'aso bo. The words tum'aso bo, line 3 in our Gemara, continues the Brisa, l'rabos mechusa kippurim. It comes to include a mechusa kippurim. What is a mechusa kippurim? That means that he goes to the mikvah. After he goes to the mikvah, he's called a tevil yom until nightfall. After nightfall, depending on the tumah, there are four types of tumah, which we'll see soon in Rashi, that you have to bring a karbon the next day. So between nightfall and bringing the karbon the next day, he's a little bit less tamei. He's called a mechusar kippurim. He's chaser. He's lacking kapara, atonement. He's lacking the karbon. So a person who goes into the makom hamikdash in a state of mechusar kippurim after the mikvah, after nightfall, he's still going to be chayev kares. So we already have this pasuk teaching us something else. So how can we learn that for any reason he became tamei? We don't care what the reason is, going to be chayev kares for going into the makom hamikdash. Amar lei, continues the Gemara, ana me'od kamina. The pasuk says tamei yihyeh, that we learned od tum'aso bo. So tamei yihyeh teaches me tvul yom. Tum'aso bo teaches me mechusar kippurim. One word we did not darshan, that's the word od. The word od is extra. How many extra words in the Chumash? Zero. Perfect God wrote a perfect Torah. And therefore, the word od teaches me that we don't care what the reason is that he's tame. If he's tame, he can have the best reason in the world. He's not allowed to go into Makom HaMikdash. If he does, he's chayev kares. Take a look at the Rashi at the top of the page. Top two Rashis. L'rabos tvul yom, to include a tvul yom. Shim nichnas l'mikdash, if he goes into the Makom HaMikdash, enosh kares, he's chayev kares. The rabba, next Rashi, Dibar Maschil, the rabba's Mechusa Kippurim, comes to include a Mechusa Kippurim. Me osan tumos hatzrichos karbam. Those tumos that require a karbam. Not every tumor requires a karbam. V'taval, he went to the mikvah, he dunked. V'herish masha, the sun went down for him, meaning he waited till nightfall. V'lo hevi kaparaso, but he did not yet bring his kapara, his atonement, his karbam, because that has to be brought the next day. V'nichnas l'mikdash, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, chayav. He's going to be chayav kares. Now, Rashi tells us, v'arba tumas ein ha-tu'unos karban. There are four tumos that tu'unos, that require a karban. A zav, a zava, a yoledes, and a mitzora. Zav, zava, yoledes, and mitzora. Okay, mitzora. This week's parsha, last week's parsha. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Ika demasni lo aho. There are those that learn, look at Rashi. Ika demasni lo. Rashi. Ika demasni lo. Lo ha de armalehu me rabbanon le rava. That which the rabbanon said to Rava, And that which Ravina questioned. On the previous page, we had a whole Gemara on Dav Chesam and Aleph by the two dots. Amalei Hu my Rabbana L'Rava, and then Esvei Ravina L'Rava. So that approach was, some say, was not discussing the Ir Miklat business, but rather was discussing something altogether different. What was it discussing? Discussing the pasuk that says as follows, Becharish uvekatzir tishbos. So we have to look up what is that pasuk. That pasuk is in Shmos Lamed Aleph. The pasuk says, Sheishes yamim tavod. 6 days you shall work. Uviyom ha-shvi'i tishbos. And on the seventh day you shall rest. Good. We're familiar with that concept. But then the pasuk adds in three additional words. Becharish uvekatzir tishbos. You should rest. You should rest from plowing and from harvesting, from cutting the produce. So why does it tell me rest on Shabbos? Rest from plowing and harvesting. Now, we know that you have to rest from plowing and harvesting. We have 39 malachos, 39 prohibited works on Shabbos. They learned out from the building of the Mishkan. And two of them are choresh, plowing, and katzir, which is cutting that which is growing. So the question is, what are these three extra words at the end of the pasuk? Becharish uvakatzir tishbos. So Rabbi Akiva tells us that these three words cannot be talking about Shabbos, because we don't need to single out these specific malachos. We have 39 malachos. They learned that actually from Tarshish Baal Peh. They do not appear in the Chumash. And there's no reason for two out of the 39, although there's another one discussed also, but there's no reason for them to be singled out, and therefore it must not be talking about Shabbos at all. You know, we're talking about a different type of Shabbos. Not the seventh day of the week on which we rest from doing Malacha, but it's talking about Shabbos called Shviyas, Shemitah, the seventh year. We, in Eretz Yisrael, we worked the land for 6 years, and on the seventh year, we rest, the land rests, and we're not allowed to work the land. So, the pasuk is understood as follows according to Rabbi Kiva. Becharish uvekatzir tishbos. Rabbi Kiva omer, Eino tzarech lomer charish shel shviyas vekatzir shel shviyas. Eino tzarech lomer. The Torah does not need to tell us, even on Shemitah, that you're not allowed to plow and you're not allowed to cut that which is growing as the owner. We'll throw in those words. Sherei kvar ne'amar, because the pasuk already says in Vayikra Chaf Hei by Shemitah Sadcha lo Sizra, your field you shall not plant, v'charmacha, and your vineyard lo Tizma, you shall not cut. Ella, rather, so what is this pasuk telling us? Afilu charish shel erev shviyas shenichnas l'shviyas. When it comes to Shemitah, not only can I not plow on Shemitah, I can't even plow at the end of the 6th year going into Shemitah to help the stuff grow on the Shemitah year. And katzir shel shviyas shiyatzu lamatzai shviyas. It's not talking about cutting that which is growing on the Shemitah itself, but rather it's talking about cutting that which grew on Shemitah. And now it's already after Rosh Hashanah, I'm in the 8th year. So now there's an issue with cutting that which grew in the 7th year. So it doesn't need to tell Shabbos, it must be talking about Shemitah. Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't even teach us about Shemitah. It's talking about Erev Shemitah and Motzoi Shemitah, the 6th year and the 8th year. Rashi Dibar Maschel V'Kotzir Shel Shviyas Hayotze L'Motzoi Shviyas. Dibar Maschel V'Kotzir Shel Shviyas, cutting on that which grew on the 7th year that goes into the 8th year. Shim Heviya Shlish B'Shviyas, if it grew a third of its growth in the 7th year, each type of produce has a different measure of growth. When is it considered to be connected to which year? You know, some of it grew in the 7th year, some of it grew in the 8th year, some of it grew in the 6th year, some of it grew in the 7th year. How do I know if this is a Shemitah product or not a Shemitah product? So here Rashi is giving us an example. I believe this refers to kitnios, like legumes, like the stuff Ashkenazim don't eat on Pesach. But vegetables have a different shear and fruit have a different shear. So here Rashi talks about Shemiviya Shlish, if it reached a third of its growth by Shvius on the 7th year, may as he ru'uya li katzer. So once it's a third grown, it's already fit to be cut. Vim katzer b'shminis, if you cut it on the 8th year, Sarach linhog ba kedusha shviyas. You have to act with it, kedusha shviyas. You have to treat these fruit as holy produce that has the sanctity of the seventh year, which means it has to be eaten, and it can't be wasted, and it can't be sold. All the different halachos involving peros that have kedushas shviyas. So that's how Rabbi Akiva understands this pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. He says, no, we're talking about Shabbos. The pasuk of Shabbos, not Shemitah. Oh, but Rabbi Akiva had a bambakasha. Why do I need to single out two out of the 39 malachos? Says Rabbi Shmuel, I'm going to tell you why we need to single out two out of the 39 malachos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ma charish rishos. It's coming to tell me ma, just like Charish Rishus, plowing is optional. Af Katsi Rishus, so too, cutting the produce is optional. That means, when is it usur on Shabbos to perform these malachos? So just like Charish plowing is optional, so too, cutting the produce is optional. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. It's Katsi similar to Charisha. Charisha is plowing. So what does this come to include? What is a mitzvah cutting that's overruns Shabbos? Yata kitzir ha-omer shehu mitzvah. It comes to exclude cutting the omer, which is a mitzvah. So we're approaching Pesach on the motzai, first day of Pesach. After the first day of Pesach, they would go to the field, go to the barley product that was growing, and that's called kitzir ha-omer. They would cut the barley and bring it the next day, the second day of Pesach. They would bring a Korban HaOmer. And already from the time of cutting the Omer, that's when we start a special mitzvah that we have even nowadays called Sfiras HaOmer. And we would count 49 days until Shavuos. So let's say Motzai Yontif. This year Yontif comes out on a Tuesday, I believe. But let's say Yontif came out on a Friday. It was a Friday Shabbos. So then, no. Yes, Friday is Friday. Yontif is Friday. Yontif is Friday. So Friday night, already is a Motzai Yontif. So now how can I cut the barley product? It's Shabbos. You can't cut barley on Shabbos. The answer is, says Rabbi Yishmael, is you can. Because it's a mitzvah. And the Torah did not prohibit a mitzvah. So the kotzer is similar to the charisha. Charisha is optional. Ketzira is optional. But if I have a special mitzvah of cutting the barley product called ketzira sa'omer for the korban ha'omer, amotzoi, first day of Pesach, then it's going to be mutter even on Shabbos. So now we have, this is the same format we had in Amud Aleph. Amalehu mirabbanu l'rava, said one of the rabbis to Rava, Mimai, how do you know the charisha de rishus? How do you know that we're talking about an optional plowing, that you compare it to the optional cutting and exuxius omer? Dilma charishas omer the mitzvah. Maybe you want to plow the field to plant the barley product. Sukkot time, whatever. A few months earlier, so it'll grow so that you have it for Pesach. Maybe the plowing is also a mitzvah. Vafil hachi, and nevertheless, Amar Rachmana, the Torah said, tishbos, that you have to rest. B'chatzir b'chatzir tishbos. You can't plow the barley product, even though it's a mitzvah. So you can't cut the barley product, even though it's a mitzvah. So Amar Le Rava, Rava responded, no. There's no mitzvah to plow the barley product. Why not? Kevan, since the imotzo charish, if I go to the field and I want to plow the field to plant the barley, if I found that it's already plowed, eino charish, I don't have to plow it. I have to come up with a barley product, but if it was already pre-plowed for whatever reason, and by whomever it was done, so then lav mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah. Asi Ravina l'Rava. Ravina asks Rava Akasha. Yatzo ha'ava makes b'no. V'rava wrote this talmidah v'shtiach be'ezdim. We said in our Mishnah the three cases of a mitzvah that you don't go to ir miklat if he kills someone is smacking the son, smacking the student, and the shtiach be'ezdim. Amai! Why? Lema, ema, nema, lema, tema, say. This is the same format we had in Amud Aleph. Lema, we could say, Kevon de ilugamir, if the student is learning, or the son is learning lav mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. So hashtanami, now when he's not learning, it's also not called a mitzvah to smack him and do chinuch. Because if he would be learning, you wouldn't have to do it. So now that he's not learning, okay, maybe you have to do it, but it's not exactly a mitzvah. It's not a mandatory mitzvah, hashtanami lav mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam, in the case of the student, is the same thing we said in Amar Alev Avagav de Garmer, even though he's learning. Nami mitzvah ka'av, it is still a mitzvah to hit him. And Shochinuch, Dixi, the Pasuk says, Yaser Vincha, hit your child, Vini Checha, Vite Madon Lenav Shecha. If you want to see nachas from your children, you should hit them. So even if he's learning, there's a mitzvah. But over here, there's no mitzvah to plow the land. So Hadamarava la milsehid amri. Nah, what I said before, that's not the real reason. Here's the real reason. Kitzira dumya de harisha. Kitzira has to be similar to harisha. That means, ma harisha, when it comes to plowing the land to plant the barley product, matzo charosh, if I find that the land is plowed, eino charosh, I don't plow the land. There's no mitzvah to plow. Af kitzira nami, so too with kitzira. If I find it cut, I don't cut the barley product? That's not true. Visakadaitech mitzvah, but if you think that it's a mitzvah, which it is, a matzah kotzer, ain't a kotzer. If you found that the barley product's already been cut, you're not going to now cut it again? No. Mitzah likzer lavi. The mitzah is the cutting itself. There's no mitzah to plow the land. I have to make sure of a barley product. If it's already pre-plowed, it's pre-plowed. But the cutting, even if I get there and I find the barley pre-cut, that doesn't help me. I have a mitzvah to cut the barley on Matzoi first day of Pesach, and therefore if it's Shabbos, that mitzvah supersedes Shabbos, I can do it even on Shabbos.